May Jesus Christ be praised, now and forever. Amen. Love of God, supreme. To it is directed all our other loves, family, friends, self. The Lord Jesus puts in very clear terms the cost of following him. He says to us in the gospel, just read, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Only Christ can say that. Nobody else can say that. Only God can demand that. That love of him must be supreme. And everything else must be directed to that love. And nothing else to be put on a par with the love of God. Jesus says, if anyone comes to me and doesn't hate his father, mother, brother, sister, wife, husband, and even his own life, hate. That was the Oriental way of saying loving less. Obviously, the Lord Jesus doesn't tell us to hate our father or mother or wife, children, brothers. He cannot say that. Because the very fourth commandment is to love and obey our parents. But what the Lord Jesus is telling us is to put God's love as priority. He is teaching us to follow him as disciples and never to put anyone before God, or in place of God, or equal to God, no matter how precious that person is to us, whether it be father, mother, brother, sister, wife, husband, or even self. Which means the Lord Jesus is telling us to love him, to love God with our whole heart, our whole strength, never to equate anybody or anything as equal to God. True love of God, when it is authentic love of God, will also direct proper love of our father, mother, brother, sister, marriage partner, friend, and even our own life. Indeed, our love for our parents, brother, sister, and everybody else is our way to show our love of God. St. John tells us, he who says, I love God, but hates his brother, is a liar. If you don't love your brother whom you see with your two eyes, where is the proof that you love God that you have not seen? It isn't theory. Christ lived what he taught us. His supreme love was for his eternal Father. He told the apostles, my food is to do the will of him that sent me. So much so that although he wanted to live being a human being, and he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, my Father, if you will, let this chalice pass from me. Nevertheless, not what I will as man, but what you will as God. It must have pained his mother. She stood at the foot of the cross. But Christ lived what he taught us. He loved his Father. Eternal. His mother, being a good Christian, the number one Christian, understood that and never complained. Mary of Nazareth, never struggled to get the love of her son placed above the love of the God the Son for God the Father. Mary never did that. The saints also show us that type of love. We can take a few examples of the saints. Those who love father, mother, brother, sister. Saint Aloysius Gonzaga, age 19. When he was sick, he wrote his mother, "My dear mother, the will of God is supreme." We have those who have become religious. Saint Teresa of Lisieux is a famous example. Age 24, she died. Some of us are 24 times 3, or even 4. And she loved her parents, but even more, she loved God and went to the monastery. We have also models of those who loved husband or wife, but never placed that above the love of God. Only 2 days ago, the Pope visited the place of Victoire Rasomantria Masonarivo of Madagascar. The Pope Francis is in that area now, the MMM, Mozambique, Madagascar, and Mauritius. This woman had a husband who did all the wrong things. People asked her, "Why you keep to this man?" She continued to love her husband until he was sick and died. She remained a steady Christian and was famous in the apostolate. She was beatified by St. John Paul II. The parents of St. Teresa of Lisieux, two of them, indeed, the father tried to be a priest. He was told, "This does not seem to be your vocation." Now, the father and mother have shown themselves to be good husband and wife, and they have been beatified and canonized in the same ceremony. You must have heard also of Beltrame Quattrocchi. The man and the wife were beatified in the same ceremony. Three of their children were still alive at the time of John Paul II. One of them, Father Paolino Beltrame Quattrocchi, he concelebrated at the Mass of beatification of his parents. Famous is Gianni Beretta Mola of Lombardia area in Italy. She was a medical doctor. She was expecting a child. The other doctors told her, "Gianna, this child is badly positioned. Let us terminate the pregnancy so that you will live. You are a doctor. Your husband is an engineer. You have 3 fine children. Why must you die now?" She replied, "If I die doing my duty as a mother, God will receive me, but I will not consent to kill my child unborn." She said to her husband, "Please, and the children, don't have it against this child to be born if I die." And so it was. Caesarean operation, 2 weeks after that, she died. That child lived and is now a medical doctor. She toured the United States, I think 2 years ago, giving talks in several places. The day Gianni Beretta Mola was beatified, her husband was in St. Peter's Basilica, and that daughter, who is now a medical doctor, I greeted them after Mass. So to be a saint, you don't have to be born in the sacristy of St. Peter's Basilica. You come from the rough and tumble of daily life, and you show your love of God there. You love your parents, you love your husband and wife. to a high degree, but never equating their love to love of God. St. Thomas More, the Chancellor of the Minister for Finance in England, Henry VIII, he just wanted the second woman instead of the first, and the third instead of the second, and the fourth instead of the third, up to number 7. Thomas More said, no, not correct. He was put in prison, and his famous letter to his daughter, you read it in the breviary for June 22. He told his brother Margaret, if it is God's will, the king can spare my life, but if God wills that I die for my sins, oh, God's will is the best. He was martyred. He loved his children, his wife, but he loved God even more. We can also take the example of all the martyrs, and in their case, the martyrs loved God more than their own life. So Thomas More, St. Lawrence in the beginning of the church, St. Maria Goretti in our times, a girl of only 11 years, which is what Jesus is telling us. If anyone comes to me without hating his father, mother, brother, children, and even his own life, that person cannot be my disciple. Which means, what we are begging the Lord today is to help us to love him and never to equate anything or anybody equal to our love of God. That our love for our brother, sister, husband, wife, friend, and our own life be so well ordered that it is our way to show our love of God. That's what Christian life is all about. We pray the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose birthday is today, 8 September. But the Blessed Virgin understands the liturgy of the church, that Sunday celebration takes precedence, and she pray for us that we also be good Christians, as she herself is Christian number one, to Christ whom we follow, and who gives meaning to our lives and unity to all we do. To him be honor and glory forever and ever.